For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday morning, December the 29th, 2018, Gene Williams is the speaker of the morning, teaching on Where is God in Our Pain and Struggle?
Sister Jean Williams is going to come and speak to us now, and I've been looking forward to her and her husband being here. I miss you guys so much.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. If you stand with me for a minute, I just want to decree a blessing into Lake Hamilton. And I'm going to decree from Isaiah the 45th chapter what the word says. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings to open before Lake Hamilton the 2 leaden gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. And I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder of bars of iron for Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call Lake Hamilton by name, am the God of Israel. And let's give God a hand. And we decree that in Lake Hamilton today. Amen. You may be seated. And I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, I bow and worship and praise before you. I cover myself with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I surrender myself completely and unreservedly in every area of my life to you. I take a stand against all the workings of Satan that will hinder me from teaching your word. I resist all the endeavors of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob me of the will of God. I take authority over every foul demon spirit that has been assigned to this conference. To be expelled now in Jesus Christ's name. Yes. And I ask the Holy Spirit to loose angelic angels to surround us and protect us in Jesus Christ's holy name. Well, when I first got the call to come to speak, to minister to you today, I'm always seeking the Lord Jesus Christ. What do he have for his people? Because I don't want to just bring something to you. I want to give you what the Lord Jesus Christ wants for you. Because who knows you best than Jesus Christ? So in that said, he gave me a word today, and the title of it is, Where is God in Our Pain and Struggle? And I believe he gave this title today because many of you out there are going through a lot of pain and struggle. And you feel that God has forgotten you, but he has not forgotten you. I'm here to tell you that God loves you today, and he's here. And he's ready to meet your every need if you just open up your heart and surrender to him today. So I began to look up the word struggle in the dictionary. And I found, to contend with an adversary or opposing force. So who is the adversary? It is the devil. And the Bible said in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verse 8, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about who he can devour. So we have an adversary that's out there that wants to devour us today. But Jesus Christ came that we may have life and have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen?
So the question is, if God loves us, why do we suffer? Christians or not? It's a question that comes up repeatedly during the times of grief and tragedy. In times of distress, we want to know that our suffering matters to God and that He cares about our pain. And He cares about each and every one of your struggles today and your pain. So in 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 14. That's 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 14 says, "But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy," and that word also, "blessed are ye. And be not afraid of the terror, neither be troubled." So now, you may ask yourself, how do you get blessed out of pain and out of suffering? Well, when we go to Matthew's 5th chapter, verse 4, and it reads, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." So you mean to tell me, through my suffering and through my pain, I am blessed and I should be happy? That's what the Word of God says. But I know through our pain and our suffering, it don't always feel good. We don't feel like we're happy. We don't feel like we are blessed. But the Word of God says today that you are blessed. Amen?
Amen?
So when hard times happen, we may wonder where God is through it all.
Come on. Yes.
So I don't know about you today, if you had asked the question, where are you through my pain and suffering today? But I know that during the times of suffering and going through our pain and struggles, we can concentrate on the problem, on the pain, on the struggle, and forget about where is God. Because our focus begins to come towards our pain and our suffering. But God wants us to understand that in this time, you're going to have trials and tribulations. But He has overcome the world. And He has given us an escape. And that escape is through Jesus Christ. So I want to say to you today, we're about to go into the year of 2019. And it's time for us to take our struggles and pain and leave them here in 2018. Because God has a plan and He already knows what the end is going to be. So are you ready to leave behind what has happened in 2018 and move forward in 2019 and be about your Father's business? And Deuteronomy the 3rd chapter, verse 31 chapter, verse 6. That's Deuteronomy the 31st chapter, verse 6 says, "Be strong, courageous, and firm. Fear not, be in terror before them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." So He goes before you, and He will not fail you, and He will not forsake you. It's enough to hold on to.
Yes.
Because through your pain and through your suffering, God got it.
Amen.
It's the enemy that directs us to the pain and to the struggle. But we have to remember that God died for us. Jesus Christ died for us. And He carries the pain for us. Amen? God knows exactly how to encourage us when we are feeling down and out. So how many of you been feeling down and out lately? Because when I look around and look out here, I see a lot of faces that has been going through so many pains and struggles. So many pains and struggles. God, where are you? I get delivered. I got delivered from this. I got delivered from that. But I'm still having pain. I'm still having struggle. The enemy coming from one end to another. But where are you? He's here. But when we're so busy worried about what's going on in our life, we can't hear Him. We can't see Him. And God wants you to know today, take your focus off of what you're going through, because He's here and He knows all about you. I'm here to encourage you, to edify you, and to exhort you today. Because sometimes all we need is a word to say, God got it. It's okay. It's going to be all right.
Yes.
We need to hear that. Last time I read my word, David had to encourage himself. So sometimes you have to encourage yourself if nobody else there to give you a word. That I'm going to be okay.
Amen.
It's going to be all right. Oh, God's going to see me through. But it's going to be in His time.
Yes.
But here's the answer. Can you wait? Can you wait on Him? Or will you go before Him? Can you wait? Can you wait today? God knows exactly how to encourage us when we are feeling down and out. But we cannot focus on our difficulties where we cannot hear Him. God speaks through His word. God speaks through His thoughts. God speaks through conversations with others. And God speaks through circumstances. So what am I saying today? You're looking for God to come one way, but He's coming another way. He's everywhere. And He's speaking all the time. He is the word. So when we get into the word of God, then we can understand His ways. See, Moses understood the ways of God. Then it's time for us to start understanding His ways. Why are these things happening? Why are we going through the pain and the struggle? What do you want me to get out of this? What are you saying?
Yep.
In John 8, chapter verse 47, and you can write these down because I'm kind of flowing and moving on with the word. And it says, he that is of God hears God's word. So if you is of God, that means you hear His word. So if the pain and struggle are coming in every different way, is it safe to say that you don't have that relationship that you thought you had? Because when you're going through pain and struggles, a lot of times we feel like we don't have the relationship. Do I have the relationship with you? So do you know Him? Do you understand Him? So let's look at some ways how pain and suffering can shape us. So you mean to tell me pain and suffering can shape us?
Yeah.
It can mold us and shape us? So what do God wants to do with the pain and suffering that we endure? He wants to shape us. He wants to mold us. He wants to be Lord and wants to be glorified even in your pain and even in your struggles. So number one, suffering produces intimacy with God. So do this mean that this draws me closer to you, Lord Jesus?
Yes.
Yes, it does. It draws us closer. We want to know Him in a most excellent way because the pain and the struggles are too hard and difficult. So we want to know You. We want to get intimacy with You because we want to understand what is happening in our lives. So in Job, the 42nd chapter, verse 5 says, Job says, I had heard of You only by the hearing of the ear. See, I heard Your word and I heard what You said. But I have come to a place spiritually where my eyes can see You now. So I see You now. I heard about what You can do. I heard about who You are. But now I can see You with my spiritual eye. Now I can know You because I see You. So intimacy with God is often born in furnace of affliction. So it's born in a furnace of affliction? How could that be? In Psalms 34, chapter verse 19 said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all.
All.
So one.
All.
He delivered two.
All.
His words say all. He delivered you out of all of your afflictions. He did. So every affliction, every pain, every struggle have to bow to Jesus Christ's name. So during our times of suffering, we experience God at a deep, profound level. It takes us through our most lowest point in life. But what is he doing in those struggles? David said in Psalms 119, verse 71, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes."
Yes.
So it's good to be afflicted, that I may learn thy statutes. So God, what are you saying? So when you begin to get intimacy with Jesus Christ and know him as your personal Savior, you understand the trials, the tribulations, the pains, the suffering. You understand what he's trying to do. I don't know about you, but when trials and tribulation come my way, I say, "Lord, what do you want me to learn from this? What do you want me to get out of this?" Because one thing about God, he hates our complaining and our moaning. What do you want us to get out of this, Lord? What are you saying in my afflictions? What are you saying in my pain? What are you saying in my suffering? What do you want me to get out of this? Number two, suffering equips us to comfort others. What am I saying? In 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 3 and 4 says, and I'm coming out of the Amplified Bible, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of sympathy, pity, and mercy, and the God who is the source of every comfort, consolation, and encouragement." Number 4, "He comforts, consoles, and encourages us in every trouble, calamity, and affliction, so that we may also be able to comfort, console, and encourage those who are in any kind of trouble and distress." So what is this verse saying? My pain, my struggles, my afflictions is not for me. It's for somebody else. So you going through your trials and tribulations for somebody else. Because somebody else needs to know. Somebody else needs to hear it. So it's not about us. So it's about somebody else. So this is what the Word of God is saying. So take your eyes off of you. God has a plan. And his plan will be known. So suffering gives us compassion for others who are hurting, enabling us to minister more effectively. Yeah. So when you've been through trials and tribulation, you should be able to minister effectively. You should be on fire. You should be able to tell somebody what you have been through and how God has brought you out. Yeah. And what you've been through is not for you to sit on and moan and groan. It's for you to tell somebody else how to be an overcomer. Because yeah. This is what the Word of God is all about. So sufferers want to be ministered to by people who have suffered.
Amen.
Yes.
So if you have been through something, Brother James, then you can tell me something. Right. You can minister to me. So I want to come to you, Brother. How did you be an overcomer? How did you come out of this? Because I want to know.
Come on. Yeah.
So you can minister to me and show me how to come out of this situation.
Amen.
This is what God is looking for. Your affliction that you have been going through, he wants you to tell somebody else how to come out of it.
Yeah.
It is not for you. It's for them.
Yeah.
We okay?
Yeah.
So those who are suffering make the most effective comforters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they understand.
Yeah.
They've been broken.
Yeah.
They have a story. So do you have a story today to tell somebody? Because even the person next to you need to hear that story. I have learned in my walk, God always have a plan, and he knows how to give us the hookup.
Yes.
He always puts someone in our path that needs that person. Because he knows what's best for us. The next one. Suffering refines us. So in Isaiah, the 48th chapter, verse 10, says, "Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction."
Yes.
You're about to be chosen in your furnace of affliction. If you don't faint now. God is watching. He got his eyes on you. There's many of you today who want to be used by God. You have been praying, "Lord, I want to be used of you in this end time movement. I want to see your glory. I want to see a mighty move of your glory. I want to be used, Lord." So when the pain and the struggle and the afflictions again to come, and we forget about what, asking God, "I want to be used."
Yes.
See, one thing I have learned, be careful what you ask for. Because when you begin to ask God for his glory, you want his anointing, there's a price to pay for the anointing. The anointing just don't drop in your lap. It's a price to pay for it. These mighty men and women that has went before us, they have went through something. And we have to go through something. The anointing is a price. So I say to you today, do you want the anointing? So I'm looking at me like, oh. It's a price.
Yes.
So the meaning of this verse of Isaiah 48:10, it clearly is talking about the pain and suffering that brings strength and weaknesses to the surface. When the drop of impurity floats to the surface, God skims off that mess. He takes it off. He gets rid of. He strips you. He purifies you. He refines us to be ready and bride like Christ. So in order us to be a bride like Christ, he needs to skim off some things. We need to get rid of some stuff that we've been carrying so long that he wants to become that bride. He wants us to be molded in the image of Christ. In 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 9 through 10 says, "My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." To glory in my infirmities. That the power of God can rest upon me.
Amen.
You can tell those that have been through the furnace, there's a glory, a light about that person.
Yes.
Because God's anointing began to rest upon them.
Amen.
But if we don't faint not, moan, complain, and trust God, he can shape us, mold us into his image. That's what he wants to do with all of us. Mold us into his image.
Yes.
Be like Christ. The next one. Suffering produces growth and maturity. Some of us have not grown up yet. And God wants to produce maturity and growth in you. Some of you don't want to grow up. Some of you wants to stay in the shape that you're in. The God is nudging you. The Holy Spirit is nudging you and saying the time has come. It's time for you to walk in maturity. It's time for you to grow up. And some of you want to stay in the shape that you're in. You want to stay there. You ain't complacent. But God said, I'm going to bring you out of that complacent. And I'm going to bring you to a place of me, of strength, of holiness, of pureness.
Yes.
But in order for me to take you to that place, growth and maturity must take place.
Amen.
So in James, the first chapter, verse 2 through 4, it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Do you have patience today? Do you have the patience to allow the Holy Spirit to do the work in you, to bring maturity? Do you have the patience for it? See, this generation is a microwave generation. They want a quick fix. They want to be able to go 1.00 start. Go. They want it to happen now. But we got to learn to wait on the Lord. Those that wait on the Lord, He will renew their strength. We have to learn to wait on Jesus. Every time we go before Jesus, before our time, it is always in a disaster. If we turn to God in our pain, He can use our suffering to mature our faith. Then we can begin to trust Him more. The wonderful thing about being in submission to God and His maturity process is that you will be changed into the image of Christ if you wait on God. I know some of you still have a hard time believing that suffering produces beauty, maturity of the Spirit. But it does. And I guess some of you are saying today, well, why do I still look this way? Because I've been through the pain and the suffering. I say, keep on. You're going to see a change. The next one. Suffering conforms us into God's image. And this is what we are talking about today. The suffering, the pain, conforms us in God's image. In Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 28 through 29 says, we are assured and know that God being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into plan for God, for good, to and for those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose. For those whom He foreknew, of whom He has aware and loved beforehand, He also destined from the beginning, for ordaining them to be molded into image of His Son and share inwardly His likeness. And I'm coming out of the Amplifier. That He might become the firstborn among many brothers. He'll conforming you into His image. So your pain and your suffering brings maturity and growth to conform you into the likeness of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
That is beautiful.
Yes.
So we may be tempted to read this verse and to say that God will bring good out of everything. But if you are still here through your pain and through your suffering and through your afflictions, you still here and you sitting here, then He must have a plan for you. So that tells me a whole lot. So through my pain and my suffering, I'm still here. Something is happening. Because I'm sure most of us can be gone a long time ago. But we're still here for a reason. So if we are willing to sit still and let God work, we will find ourselves being transformed into the image of Jesus. Of Jesus Christ. Simply put, when we seek God through His word and prayer, we find Jesus. We find Jesus when we seek Him through His word and through prayer. This is where we find Him. This is what He's longing for. He wants a relationship. When we read God's word in the Amplified Bible, Psalms 22, verse 1, and it reads, my God, when Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from me? Many of us feel that way. Why have you forsaken me? Jesus felt that way. We felt that way. When are you going to move this thing, Lord? It's been here for years, some decades, some century. When are you going to move it? But we can find, even though Jesus felt like God has left him, but in 3 days, he rose again with all power in his hand. So what am I saying? If you just wait, he will deliver. If you just wait. He sees it. He knows everything. He is everything. Nothing gets by him. So I believe the time has come that we start hearing God's voice. It's time to know his voice. Because when the trials come, we can understand what we're going through, what we're dealing with, why is this happening, what is he trying to do, what do he want me to know, what do he want me to understand, are he bringing growth, are he bringing maturity, what is he doing? This is why we have to have a personal relationship. This is a personal walk. Mama can't get it for you. Daddy can't get it for you. Brother can't get it for you. Sister, husband, wife. Nobody. This is a personal walk. So you have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And when we go through the hard times, we can get caught up from the day-to-day issues and forget about what is happening. Our focus can easily get distracted. But we have to stay focused on what is happening in our lives. God don't just want you to survive today. Because some of you just surviving. You just here. He don't want you to just survive. He wants you to thrive. Amen. You're a king's kid. Yeah. He wants you to thrive today. This is what he wants. He don't want you to just be here. He wants you to thrive. And Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, verse 20, in the Amplified Bible says, "Now to him who, by inconsequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, and finally, beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams." You may say, "This is too difficult." Even though I hear what you're reading, I hear the scripture that God is with me. I hear this, but it's still difficult. How do I get past my situation? How do I deal with the pain and the struggles? I just gave you the remedy. It is Jesus Christ. He is the answer to all our problems, to every situation, to every circumstances. If we just get in it, get down in it, and trust him, read your word, study, pray. Yes, we come, we get delivered. But a lot of times the enemy comes back. Once we get delivered, he come back and make you think you haven't got delivered. He bring all the past and all the hurts and everything. And this is why you have to know him, where you can pull out your sword and you can go and let him know what God says about you.
Yes.
He said that you was healed and you was delivered and you was set free.
Right.
So you can say, "He can flee from me because I've been set free by the power of God."
Right.
Amen. So it's time to rest and listen. Rest and listen. God is not afraid of your pain, your hardships, your illness, your heartache. He's not afraid of it. He knows exactly
where you are and what you are feeling. He's aware of it. He understands. You can open up to him today and express what is going on the inside of you. You can open up and talk to him about anything. The Holy Spirit is here. I believe every one of you that is here today is here by a divine an appointment. God is speaking and he wants to deliver. So open up your hearts and trust him today. The last scripture, John, the 16th chapter, verse 33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have trials and tribulations and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you, and I have conquered it for you. So it's done. It's a done deal. So take heart today. God did not bring you this far to quit on you now. Watch God turn a situation into a better situation. If you just trust him today. And I want to leave some scriptures with you before we go into repentance. God is a refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. And you'll find it in Psalms 46:1. And these scriptures that you have to pull out. And you have to encourage yourself. So you mean to tell me God is a refuge and my strength? A very present help while I'm in trouble? These are scriptures that you pull out and you apply to your situation. And he says in Psalms, the 86th chapter, verse 7, in the day of my trouble, I call upon you, for you answer me. So he is in answering business. He's waiting for the call. So you need to dial him up. So in Psalms, the 18th chapter, verse 30 says, this God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. Yes. So when you take refuge in him, he's a shield. He covers you. He protects you. Because he is your shield and buckler. He protects. John the 14th chapter verse 1 said, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. So you don't have to let your heart be troubled. Believe in him. Cast those pains, those struggles at his feet. And the last one, Psalm 37 just 5, verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust him. And he will act if you submit yourself to him and trust him. So is it safe to say we don't trust him in the pain, the suffering, the afflictions, all our cares, we don't trust him. But his words say trust him. So getting the word in our heart and believing and trusting God. So I say to you today, if you believe God and you want to be set free, and I prayed and I asked God, what do you want? Because I don't want to be moved by my flesh, what I want to do. I want to be moved by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit began to prick my heart, and he told me an altar call. He wants a personal relationship with you today. He wants to touch your heart. He wants you to lay it at his feet today. He wants to talk to you. He wants to commune with you. So I say to you today, if you've been struggling, you've been having trouble trusting God, You've been having a lot of pain, don't understand what I'm going through, what is happening to me. Why is this happening? I believe God is saying to you today, today is your day. And if you come to the altar, or you can be kneel down wherever you at, and let's cry out to God today. And let's ask God to come into our hearts and change our hearts. Because some of our hearts are hardened. We don't know how to forgive. We try, but we still have heavy burdens. We don't know how to release a lot of struggles that we've been going and having in our lives. So I say to you today, come and let's talk to God, because He's here waiting on you. This is deliverance. This is a personal walk. And He wants you to get intimacy with Him. He wants you to know Him in a most excellent way. So let's kneel down before the Lord today and let's cry out to God. He wants our humbleness. He wants us to come boldly before the throne. And He wants us to cry out to Him. Because all of us are here. We need Jesus today. We got issues. We got problems. We need Him. So where are you at? We can start praying now, or you can come up here to the altar and we can begin to pray. It's something that you want God to do for you. Just come on up, or you can kneel down right where you at, because the Holy Spirit is here. Remember, this is a personal walk, and I can't stress this enough. This is all about you and Jesus, and He wants to tear down some barriers. So allow Him to tear those barriers down. And as I begin to pray scriptures, as you go before the Lord, cry out to God. Cry out to Him. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. I just thank you for your people today. I thank you for your word, for what you're about to do in your people. Lord, I ask that you meet their every needs today, Lord God. You know just where they're at in the name of Jesus. So just cry out to them. Make it personal. This is about you and Jesus Christ. Make it personal. Yes. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So submit yourself to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he who is in you than who is in the world. For though we live in this world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. So we ask the Holy Spirit to demolish those strongholds. We demolish arguments and every contention that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist the devil. Standing firm in your faith. Cry out to the Lord today. Seek the Lord. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that calls you in your judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. God is vindicating you today. Put on the full arm of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggles is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authority, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand the ground, and after you have done everything, stand. So, Lord, we ask that you protect your people today, Lord God. Lord, we come against every devourer that has come against your people, every attack, every scheme, every plan. We come against it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come against the hardness of the heart, where their heart is hardened, Lord God, that you can't come in. And we break that hardness of the heart off of them now in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord God. Lord, we pull it out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we dethrone it now in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against right now every defiled spirit that would defile your people today in Jesus' name. And all these things, we are more than a conqueror through him who loves us. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Not by might, but nor by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord. Now, Father God, we ask, Lord, right now today, that, Lord God, you bring healing and deliverance to your people, Lord God, as they cry out to you, Lord God, as they push through, Lord God. We cry out tonight, Lord, today, Lord God, for your glory, Lord God, for your manifestation power, Lord God, to set your people free today in Jesus' name. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. The Lord will cause your enemy who rise against you to be defeated. Lord, cause your enemy, Lord God, to be defeated today, Lord. Be defeated in the courtrooms, Lord God. Be defeated now in Jesus' name. Some of you have problems in the courtroom. Lord, we ask that you defeat those problems in the courtroom today in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we dethrone, Lord God, the enemy now in Jesus Christ's name. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way so that you can endure it. Lord, we pray today that, Lord God, that you will provide a way for they can endure, Lord God, the pain, the suffering, the stress, the afflictions. Lord, we ask that you provide a way of an escape today in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you are dethroning, Lord God, the enemy. Lord God, we come against, Lord God, every wicked spirit that's operating, Lord God. Lord, everything, anything that shouldn't be there, pull it out of your people today in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out now in the name of Jesus. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. But they love not their lives even unto death. And Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you are doing a work on this altar. And Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that every hurt, every pain, every struggle be left at this altar today in Jesus Christ's name. And Lord, you say, fight the good fight of faith. And take hold the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And Lord, we fight the good fight of faith, Lord, as we come before the throne, as we lay down our burdens, as we lay down our troubles, as we lay down our struggles, as we lay down our pain. We fight the good fight of faith today, Lord. Yes, Lord. And Lord, we give you the praise. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that we can come to you, that we can lay it at your feet, that we have a God that will listen, that will hear, and that who can deliver us, Lord God, from all our depressions. Now, Lord, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. And if you feel a freedom, you can get up. But if you're still going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Do not fear them, for the Lord your God is in the one that's fighting for you. He's fighting for you. He loves you today. He loves you today, and he wants to do a work with you. So if you have made it personal with Jesus Christ, and you have asked the Lord to bring healing and deliverance to you, and you're ready to get up, you can get up, and you can come up for prayer if you want me to pray for you. If there's something particular that you want me to touch in agreement with you, I will pray with you. So when you finish, you can get up. But I want you to understand, this is personal. This is not about me. This is not about nobody here but you and Jesus Christ. You came to this camp for a reason, and so make it personal with Jesus Christ. Let him touch your heart. Let him touch your heart. So if you want prayer, just come up here to the altar, and I'm going to ask the workers here at Lake Hamilton to assist me with the prayer. Sister Deborah, Randy, my husband, Jerry, as they come up, you can assist me in prayer for the people. We're doing something different because we want to be led by the Holy Spirit, and this is what he wants. We want it to be led only by him. So if you have a particular prayer that you believe in God for and you want us to touch and agree with you,
or it's something on your heart that you want us to pray about, we are here to pray with you. But remember, this is a personal walk. This is all about you and Jesus Christ. He does the deliverance. He is the deliverer. It's nothing that we do. It's no tricks. It's no scheme. It's no plan. It's all about Jesus Christ. And he wants to do a work in you. So come if you want prayer.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.